Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, Mastering IELTS Speaking, How to Describe a Charity Event Participation. Describing a charity event participation is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. This article will guide you through answering questions related to this theme, helping you achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking exam. Understanding the topic. Describe a time when you participated in a charity event is a frequent subject in IELTS Speaking Part 2. It allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate past experiences, express emotions, and discuss social issues. This topic has appeared in various forms in past IELTS exams and is likely to continue being relevant in future tests. IELTS Speaking Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions about charity and volunteering. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Question: Do you often participate in charity events? Answer: Band 7-8. Well, I wouldn't say I'm a regular participant, but I do try to get involved in charity events when I can. I find them to be incredibly rewarding experiences that allow me to give back to the community. Last year, I took part in a charity run for cancer research, which was both challenging and fulfilling. IELTS Speaking Part 2, Long Turn, Cue Card. Describe a time when you participated in a charity event. You should say what the event was, when and where it took place, who you were with, and explain how you felt about participating in this event. Sample answer, Band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a memorable charity event I participated in last summer. It was a beach cleanup initiative organized by a local environmental group in my hometown. The event took place on a sunny Saturday morning in July at the main beach of our coastal city. I went there with a group of friends from university, all of us eager to make a difference in our community. We arrived early, around 8 a.m., and were greeted by the organizers, who provided us with gloves, trash bags, and picking tools. The atmosphere was buzzing with enthusiasm as volunteers of all ages gathered, ready to start the cleanup. For about 4 hours, we combed the shoreline, picking up various types of litter, from plastic bottles and food wrappers to discarded fishing gear. It was eye-opening to see the amount of waste that had accumulated on what appeared to be a clean beach at first glance. Working alongside my friends and other volunteers fostered a sense of camaraderie. We shared stories, laughed, and encouraged each other throughout the morning. The most rewarding moment came when we saw the visible difference our efforts had made. The beach looked noticeably cleaner and more inviting. Participating in this event left me feeling incredibly fulfilled and motivated. It was gratifying to see the immediate impact of our work and know that we had contributed to protecting marine life and preserving the beauty of our local environment. Moreover, it raised my awareness about the issue of plastic pollution and inspired me to be more mindful of my own environmental impact in daily life. Overall, this experience was not just about cleaning a beach. It was a powerful reminder of how collective efforts can make a significant difference. It strengthened my commitment to environmental causes and left me eager to participate in more such events in the future. Examiner's follow-up questions. How did this experience change your perspective on environmental issues? Do you think such events have a long-term impact on the community? Sample answers, Band 8-9. This experience was truly eye-opening and transformative for me. Seeing the sheer volume of waste we collected in just a few hours dramatically heightened my awareness of the severity of marine pollution. It made me realize that environmental issues are not abstract problems, but tangible challenges that affect our immediate surroundings. This paradigm shift led me to make significant changes in my daily life, such as drastically reducing my use of single-use plastics and actively seeking out eco-friendly alternatives. Moreover, it sparked a deeper interest in environmental science and conservation efforts, prompting me to delve into research about sustainable practices and marine ecosystem protection. Ultimately, this experience catalyzed a more environmentally conscious lifestyle and a stronger commitment to being part of the solution rather than the problem. I firmly believe that such events have a substantial and enduring impact on the community. Firstly, they serve as powerful educational tools, raising awareness about environmental issues in a hands-on, memorable way. Participants, especially young people, are likely to carry these lessons forward, influencing their future behaviors and choices. Secondly, these events often create a ripple effect in the community. Volunteers share their experiences with friends and family, potentially inspiring others to get involved or make eco-friendly changes in their lives. Additionally, the visible improvements to the environment, like a cleaner beach, can instill a sense of pride and ownership in the community, encouraging ongoing care and maintenance. Lastly, such initiatives often garner media attention, which can amplify their message and potentially influence local policies or business practices. While a single event might not solve all environmental problems, the cumulative effect of regular community engagement can lead to significant long-term positive changes in attitudes, behaviors, and even legislation regarding environmental protection. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. Let's discuss charity events in general. Do you think young people are interested in participating in charity events? Answer, Band 9. I believe there's a growing trend among young people to engage in charitable activities, including events. This increased interest stems from several factors. Firstly, social media has played a crucial role in raising awareness about various social and environmental issues, making young people more conscious of global challenges. This awareness often translates into action, with many youths seeking ways to contribute positively to society. Moreover, many educational institutions now emphasize social responsibility and community service, often integrating these into their curricula. This exposure fosters a sense of civic duty in young individuals from an early age. Additionally, participating in charity events aligns well with the values of many millennials and Gen Z, who often prioritize experiences and social impact over material possessions. However, it's important to note that interest levels can vary depending on factors like socioeconomic background, personal experiences, and cultural context. Some young people might be more inclined towards digital forms of charity, such as online fundraising or social media campaigns, rather than traditional in-person events. Overall, while not all young people are equally engaged, there's definitely a significant and growing segment of youth who are not only interested in charity events, but are actively seeking ways to make a difference in their communities and the world at large. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Altruism. Noun, the belief in or practice of selfless concern for the well-being of others. Example, her participation in the charity event was driven by pure altruism. Philanthropy, philantha, noun, the desire to promote the welfare of others, expressed especially by the generous donation of money to good causes. Example, the company's philanthropy has made a significant impact on local education initiatives. To make a difference, phrase, to have a significant effect on a person or situation. Example, by volunteering at the food bank, I felt I was really making a difference in my community. Grassroots movement, noun, a movement or campaign that originates among the common people, often in contrast to actions directed by large organizations. Example, the beach cleanup started as a grassroots movement before gaining national attention. To give back, phrasal verb, to do something good for someone who has helped you or for society in general. Example, after achieving success in his career, he felt it was time to give back to his hometown. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing charity events, use a variety of descriptive language to vividly portray the event and your experiences. Incorporate personal anecdotes to make your answers more engaging and memorable. Practice expressing your opinions on social issues related to charity and volunteering. Develop your vocabulary related to social responsibility and community service. Work on your fluency by regularly discussing charitable activities with others or recording yourself speaking about these topics. Remember, authenticity in your responses is key. While it's important to use advanced vocabulary and structures, ensure that your answers reflect your genuine thoughts and experiences. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, check out our articles on describing energetic people and participating in group activities.